AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced a ceasefire in its Gaza operation. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The decision came amid heavy Biden administration pressure to halt the 11-day operation.
They're in a position to start winding their operations down.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says President Biden made clear to Netanyahu yesterday that he expected a de-escalation. The Israeli leader, though, had vowed to press on. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the White House today, President Biden signed the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act into law.
Every one of us are lessened. We're all hurt by this hate.
There's been an increase in hate crimes against Asian Americans since the start of the pandemic.
Attacked, blamed, scapegoated, harassed during this pandemic.
At the White House signing ceremony today, President Biden said the law will help, but the hearts of Americans need to change. The vote was very close, 213 to 212. The House approved spending close to $2 billion to boost security at the Capitol. Yesterday, despite Republican opposition, the House voted to create a commission to look into the Capitol riot. This is Illinois Democrat Mike Quigley.
For those who would vote against the commission or did, for those who would deny there was an insurrection, for those who would vote against this bill to protect us, you embody the new twisted world.
The number of people filing claims for unemployment benefits last week dropped to a new pandemic low. Investors were encouraged by that news. Another sign that the economic recovery is underway. Stocks have been higher at the close on Wall Street. Forecasters expect yet another busy Atlantic hurricane season this year, but they say it won't be as crazy as last year. The prediction by the government, 13 to 20 named storms. It says 6 to 10 of those will become hurricanes. 3 to 5 will be major hurricanes in the Atlantic. This is AP News. Goodwill has been getting more donations since the start of the pandemic, but they don't want trash.
People stuck inside for months are eager to clear out some of their possessions, and thrift stores have been flooded by household items. But Goodwill says many of the well-intentioned donations are defective or worn out. Leaky batteries, broken picture frames, furniture, and cat scratching posts. Rolf Halverson with Goodwill in Houston says many donors already know the kind of items they should avoid contributing, but they'll swing by in the middle of the night to drop off items just to get rid of it. Such donations aren't just a hassle for thrift shops, they also cost money to get rid of. The spike in trash expenses is diverting money away from other services, like workforce development programs. Goodwill says donors should check their local agency website to make sure a particular item would be an acceptable donation. I'm Jennifer King.
Federal authorities seized 68 big cats from an animal park in Oklahoma featured in Netflix Tiger King. It's part of an agreement to resolve a government complaint against Jeffrey and Lauren Lowe over the animals' care. Ed Donahue, AP News.